You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. We talked to Maui Mayor Mike Victorino this morning about how the county is managing the health and economic crisis. We also talked about the recent experience with a Colorado cult this past weekend. Love Has Won moved from Kauai and had its sights set to settle on Maui. But first, here's the latest on Maui's COVID numbers.
We have four new ones, and all these new cases are actually from the island of Molokai. And so I'm a little disappointed because 3 weeks ago, a little over 3 weeks ago, the Department of Health scheduled a Zoom meeting to speak to the people of Molokai to warn them that these cases that were beginning to show up in Molokai had come from the outside, people returning or having people visiting them from the mainland or returning from Oahu before the quarantine had started, right? And asked everybody to be diligent, you know, don't get together, you know, keep physical distancing. The whole thing was asked of them. And I've been told that many, you know, some just ignored it and just went away, went ahead and had parties. And now we're having a small surge on the island of Molokai.
That's not good news. Hopefully people heed those warnings because it is so contagious.
We've averaged about 2.5 to 3 new cases a day for the last 8 days. So I mean, it's nothing to brag because I like to say when we had like 12 days of no new cases, zero every day, now there I feel a little bit comfortable. But I think we are still doing a fairly good job, other than the, almost pardon the expression, the knuckleheads, I call them, that are still not believing or thinking that, oh, we don't have to obey any of these rules or policies or protocols. We're not vulnerable. We're invincible right now. That's not happening, and we've seen what happened in Oahu, and we sure don't want to see that on the neighbor islands. We've seen a little surge on the Big Island, and my heart goes out to them, and look at all the deaths that, I don't know if all of them be attributed to COVID-19, but, you know, when you have COVID-19, especially in the elderly group, yes, it is, and it can be fatal very quickly.
Now, I know Maui had to step in, over the weekend when you had that situation with the cult, the group from Colorado that was coming from Kauai. Talk about what happened from your end.
Well, when we were informed from Kauai that their intentions was to come to Maui, and that when I checked our records, there was no listing or any place of lodging, or any legal place of lodging, I immediately got into action with our police and other officials, other agencies, to make sure they did not end up on Maui. They were going to either go back or end up with a nice orange jumpsuit with some bars in front of them, 3 square meals a day, maybe a year in that facility, and very little privileges. But, you know, we'll feed them 3 times a day. And so we made that very clear when the first group arrived, the 3, that they were not welcome, that unfortunately they had no lodging facilities, no legal lodging facilities, and that they had really created a real stir in the Kauai and made people upset there to the point where some vandalism occurred and there's some other issues that were happening. I'm not at liberty to go into details. And so we didn't want that here, and that we'd rather them go home, so turn around, and we did. They went, the 3 went back to San Francisco on our last flight out of Maui. And the 11 that were on their way here were intercepted in Oahu, and I want to thank Oahu and their people and the police and others that made sure that they understood what was going on, and they were put on a plane back to San Francisco out of Oahu. So it was a collaborative effort, and I want to thank everybody for their hard work, my staff, our police department, our other agencies, and I won't go into names of other agencies, but who helped put this together. Under my direction, I wasn't at the airport. There's this rumor that I was stood there right by the gate and ready to shove them back onto the plane. No, that did not happen. I was at my office coordinating all of this, which I felt was more appropriate, and it was taken care of. They never left the holding area, and we were able to get them back on the plane, and Oahu, same thing, and they've gone. And, you know, again, I'm thankful that reasonable heads prevailed and we were able to get this done without any major incident. So I'm thankful for that.
What's the underlying message here? Because some folks might be a little bit uncomfortable of this I don't know, rise in vigilantism, or I don't know what the best term is to describe it, but it's obviously the community stepping up to say, not so fast.
Yeah, I'd like to say it is concerned citizens bringing forth their wishes to those they feel are not really people you want here now. Let me start with this. I don't condone vigilantes. I do not. I respect people who try to protect their family and their communities from outsiders who may harm it. But be careful, there's a fine line there. You know, I will support it so long as it doesn't get to a point of any kind of violence, vandalism, things of that nature. Then you've crossed the line, and I'm sorry, the law will step in. Now, we don't have eyes and ears in every corner of our communities. And so these community groups that have and inform and keep us up to date on what's going on, along with these groups that, you know, they really are smart. They put it all on Facebook or Instagram, showing where they are, what they're doing, and then they wonder why they get caught. Well, stupid is as stupid does, and I'll leave it at that. So with that all being said, my whole take on this is our community is saying right now to those who are coming in without any respect for the Aina, for the Vai, for our people, the Kanaka, we don't want you here right now. Please, we are trying to get over this pandemic so we can slowly reopen our community to you, the visitor. But we want you to be respectful. If you're not respectful, we'd rather you not be here. And that's maybe the best way I can put it in the best terms.
Okay, I know some folks are saying, yeah, Maui and Kauai dodged a bullet. Big Island dodged a bullet with the carbon cult that we saw earlier this year as well. And yeah, it did take a concerted effort, you know, grassroots, to kind of flag this to authorities. Obviously, Kauai thought they had to step in, you know, to protect people, both the members of the group as well as the residents.
Absolutely. And we are concerned that, you know, people are getting COVID fatigue. You know, they're tired. They're tired of everything, open, close, open, close. I mean, Kauai and Maui County have been a little bit more fortunate than Oahu and the Big Island lately, right? However, that has come. We've become very close to that. I mean, I know. And Kauai, remember, had a surge after 12, 14 weeks of no new cases. All of a sudden, their cases nearly doubled. So we all understand one misstep, one wrong move, and we're right back to where we were, if not worse off. And Oahu, you guys got the classic example of what's going on. And so can you blame? Yeah, you can point fingers at everybody and everything. But really, if you want my opinion, and I will give you my opinion for what it's worth, it's really you, the people. You, the people, have to decide what you want. If you want to open up and take your chances, then you got to live with the results. And when we don't have enough medical facilities, when we don't have enough medical personnel, when we are straining every resource we have, then what do you do next? And so that's, you know, really something you got to rethink about, ladies and gentlemen. I put that into my community every day, is that it's your kuleana, and we all need to work together. And we'll make it better if we work together for the common good of protecting ourselves, our family, and then our community.
We have been watching, you know, the community there, I think, staged some protests on the resuming of the reality TV series, that Temptation Island. And I know you've had some mixed feelings about that.
Yeah, I think there I'm going to take a little different approach. I agree. But this is an opportunity for us to test a system, which we have talked about. It's not quite the bubble system of resorts that we've been talking about and discussing. And we're looking to start to reopen our economy in an efficient, safe, and healthy method. But this is an opportunity to see how effective we can be. You know, these are all the commitments the company made to us, the film production has made to us. So, like I've been telling the public, let's use this as a test case. This is, for lack of a better term, a guinea pig project. Let's see how it works. And if it fails, we don't do it again. If it succeeds, we learn from it and we make it better. But if we continue to put our bury our head in the sand and don't want to ever start up again, you know, there'll be another health issue, and there'll be a more catastrophic health issue. It'll be mental health and other physical things that will hit our community. The stress of not having a job, benefits running out. You know, Catherine, we can go on and on and on, and it won't change. You've heard it before, and people have heard it again and again. I don't want to repeat it. I'm saying we've got to start looking ahead and saying, can we do this safely? And try, but do it in pilots, you know, so that we have pilot program to see if it works, not just open everything up. Too late then, if something goes wrong, it's really hard, like what you've seen in Oahu, to pull everything back. Look at how everybody suffered for it. So phasing, systematic, methodical reopening of the economy and testing and piloting different areas and different programs is my approach. And it's an approach that's worked really well in other areas of the world and the United States.
And Maui has taken a hit just because of the impact to the tourist industry. Anything you want to say about that? And, you know, I know that you've got a plan for spending the CARES money to help bolster the economy.
We've put millions and millions, of the $66 million, nearly half of that has been committed to small businesses, job training. Our La Lima program was helping people with rent and mortgage payments and car payments and insurance and food and other essentials. Almost half of that money has been put out in these various programs to help small businesses. We're giving small businesses $7,500 grants to help them continue to reopen and retool their businesses. We're giving housing assistance, and you know, I know the state has done that, which is really gratifying. Remember, at the end of July, many people lost their $600 a week additional payment with unemployment. And I and many of us understood come August, September, October, the real hurt will set in because there will be no money. I mean, all of a sudden people would lose, and you got enough people that haven't even gotten their unemployment. They're still fighting to get that, the poor funds and all of that. You know, that group is hurt right through, but there's another group that was getting at least enough to take care of them, and all of a sudden come August 1st, bam, the door shuts. And then Congress and others are still arguing about it. That we've got the $300 a week retro back to August 1st. I got you. But even that $200 million will go very quickly, and about two-thirds of the people that deserve something will probably get little or nothing. So here on the neighbor islands, we've always been resilient. You know, we've always looked for ways of helping. We have put millions of dollars towards food drives, the food bank, Feed My Sheep, all of these various groups, churches and nonprofits. You know, my thing is this: when I help many, I help most of the people. You know, I gotta help the many groups to get to most of the people. If we don't get to everybody, our homeless, everybody. I've built little homes, you know, like you guys have in Oahu. But these are actual homes. They're affordable homes that can be put together, and later on, when things get better, we can move them to more sustainable sites where they can utilize that in the future. Got air conditioning. You know, we try to make it where it's comfortable for them. So I'm very proud of what this community, our team, the people of Maui County, our county council, even though we have disagreements, and hey, I won't be the first one to say we don't have our differences. However, when it comes to the people, we work for the people.
That was Maui Mayor Mike Victorino talking about how the county is faring with this COVID crisis. The mayor's advice, as he sees lots of finger pointing, raising tensions across the state, he says, let's stand together to get through this.